The first two talks, I think, blend very well into our next discussion. It's inferred, I think, based on the results of those two talks, that the functions and values of eelgrass are directly related to the condition of the meadow itself. Hillary is going to take off her hostess hat and put on her scientist hat and tell us how to monitor the condition of eelgrass habitat.
Yeah, what we're trying to do in this session on protecting habitat functions and values from direct impacts is describe what the big picture is, what are the values that are related to habitat structure, and how do we begin to think about protecting those values, and then obviously before we can do that, we have to be able to decipher the differences among different beds. And the one way to do that is to monitor the condition. We had a lot of information this morning about monitoring the spatial extent. And so what I hope to do is convince you that we can start monitoring condition in as well as monitoring spatial extent. These questions are fundamental to our ability to manage any seagrass meadow. How are the distribution and extent of the resource changing over time? How's the condition of the resource changing over time? And what are the causes of change? And monitoring data